When She Came Home by Drusilla Campbell. Narrated by Jane Jacobs. Copyright 2013 by Drusilla Campbell. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hachette Book Group, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. October 1990, Washington, D.C. It rained for 3 days. This was not the soft, slow soak that 12-year-old Frankie Byrne knew. Rain in Washington, D.C. was a wall of cold liquid steel flooding the streets with rushing, litter-filled water that could sweep a pedestrian off her feet if she didn't hang on to her father's hand. It swamped the mall and ruined shoes bought especially for the meeting with President and Mrs. George Herbert Walker Bush. Frankie loved it. Her brother, Harry, was still in a wheelchair then, and the part of his trousers where his leg should have been was soaked. Frankie would have been in a terrible mood if she were the one who'd had her legs amputated at the knee, but Harry never complained about anything. The limo heater blew hot air, and before they'd driven a block, Frankie wanted to shed her coat. Pale blue wool and, like her shoes, bought for the special occasion. She would feel more comfortable in soccer shorts or sweats and athletic shoes, but she was Brigadier General Harlan Byrne's daughter.